Nessun Dorma from the opera Turandot, I Will Conquer, I Will Conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondrat is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of four best-selling books. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'm here every Sunday evening at 5 p.m. to help you with your eye problems. So if you do have an eye problem or you're interested in eye health, you're at the right station. And I got some really exciting news. The healingtheeye.com, which is my website, that's healingtheeye.com, was rated by Newsmax magazine as the number one eye blog in the country. So that is a considerable honor for me and my staff to have our website rank the number one eye blog. So to celebrate, if you go to healingtheeye.com/blog1, that's B-L-O-G-1, we have a blog set up. You can write a comment, you can congratulate me, you can ask a question, and to help celebrate, I'll send you a copy of my best-selling book, The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. So celebrate with me. Go to healingtheeye.com/blog1, or I believe if you go to healingtheeye.com, you can probably find the pull-down menu for blog. And join me in the celebration, write a comment, ask a question, and we'll be sending you a copy of my best-selling book, The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Now, this evening, we have a very exciting guest. As many of you know, a couple weeks ago, we had our 9th annual Microcurrent Case Conference, and it was held in Cave Creek, Arizona, at the beautiful Cave Creek Resort. We had doctors from all over the country. And as a matter of fact, if you wanted to get more information about this great event and download some of the talks on either DVD or audio, you can go to Microcurrent Info, microcurrent.info. But every year, we have a fun event where doctors will present cases on how microcurrent has benefited patients or new techniques. And I'm really excited to see you have Dr. Alan Berger as my guest. Dr. Berger, great to be. Have you had a healthy vision?
Well, it's wonderful to be here.
Good, good. And you were the second place winner. It was really a tough crowd. It was a phenomenal presentations, and I thought your presentation was fascinating. You presented information on how microcurrent can treat scar tissue, not so much to get rid of the scars, but dealing with the energetic consequences of scars. So we have a lot to talk about on, you know, treating microcurrent or using microcurrent to treat scar tissue, but before we go right into that, I wonder if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you practice, how you got interested in microcurrent.
Well, you know, I practice in Denver, Colorado, and I've been in practice for 35 years. And I've had the great good fortune of having patients come in who needed more than I could give them at the time. So I had to keep learning to deal with the ever-increasing complexity of the cases I get. These days, I'm getting people who typically have not gotten the results they wanted from standard medical care or even from alternative health care. So I am licensed as a chiropractor, but I haven't done that in about 15 years because I've gone on to other treatment modalities. A very interesting manual therapy technique called matrix repatterning, which I hope we have a chance to talk about, acupuncture, laser therapy, microcurrent, functional medicine, and clinical nutrition. And microcurrent I found is a wonderful, wonderful modality to enhance vitality in tissues. Because most medical electrical devices, as I know you know, are so much stronger than the body's own electricity that they're somewhat shocking to a body and the physical systems. But microcurrent is low enough so that it enhances normal function. And I discovered that scars, in addition to whatever they look like on the surface, tend to block function in tissue, not only near the scar, but in remote places from the scar. They change nerve flow patterns, they change blood flow patterns, they change the body's electrical flow. And treating with microcurrent, we can remove those alterations in function and make people feel better in areas pretty far from where the scar is sometimes.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, my understanding is that the collagen in the skin is kind of like a matrix.
Yes.
And we have conductive pathways going through this matrix. So this is one of the origins of the acupuncture meridians, where you have, I guess, well-organized collagen and a certain harmonious pathway to conduct electricity. So when you do get a scar, no matter how small or the location, it can interfere with these meridians or electrical conduction.
Well,
that's why I find your presentation so fascinating, because I often talk to patients and I ask them, you know, do you have a scar or have you had major surgery? And I try to get the time relationship, you know, with the surgery or the scar development and their disease. So you were going to say something, Alan?
Well, yes. The acupuncture meridians are one element, but the whole matrix system of the collagen structure of the body is almost like the wireless internet. And I want to say that this is not because of clumsiness on the part of a surgeon if you have a scar. Even the best surgeon leaving the neatest scar will unfortunately often have the effect of blocking a function in the body related to that scar.
You know, in my previous life, I did a lot of ocular surgery, thousands and thousands of cataract operations, corneal transplants, and of course, I left a small scar on the surface of the eye. And of course, now I'm thinking about, you know, did this have a consequence to these patients? Did it affect a meridian? Or did it lead to future complications? You know, what are your thoughts on that? Of course, now I'm not doing surgery because I have a whole different philosophy on how to treat eye disease. But I guess this could potentially have caused a cataclysmic result.
Well, it depends on the location of the scar. It depends on the size of the scar. And the type of tissue, so that tissues in the body that remodel quickly, membrane tissues in the body, and you'll tell me whether the eye tissues are in that category, with fast remodeling, tend to have less problematic effects from scars than slower remodeling tissue.
Well, see, I'm talking about the cornea.
Yeah.
And of course, cornea is a collagen tissue, rather dense collagen tissue. It has no blood flow, and the cornea is very, very slow to heal. Very
yes, so that could be a problem.
So,
possibly.
And, of course, you know, we do know that there's complications from eye surgery, even simple cataract operations. Some studies have shown that there's an increased incidence of macular degeneration. Of course, common complications, you know, like infection or you know, blurred vision or failure to heal. But I think that, you know, after listening to your presentation at the conference, it's kind of opened up my eyes.
So to speak.
Yeah, so to speak. So anyway, you developed a unique treatment for these scars, which is completely different than what most traditional microcurrent therapists are doing. But I talk about your treatment, let's mention a little bit about what exactly, what are the signs? How do you know that somebody has a problem with their scars, or do you just simply, treat all scars?
Well, no, I don't treat scars, but what I have found is that putting a little energetic input into a scar, if it's blocking function in an area, let's say a patient has a shoulder problem and might have had a scar somewhere, a surgical scar somewhere on the body, and let's say that shoulder doesn't have as good a range of motion as the other shoulder. When we try to stretch it, there are limitations. So if I take, there are a variety of ways to check, but let's say I would hook up my microcurrent to treat that scar. And while the proper frequencies are treating the scar, the
shoulder... Alan, we're coming up to a break right now, so hold that thought.
Okay.
And folks, we're going to be right back after this break.
Lately, more and more nutritionists are discovering that beets are a superfood that offers powerful health and nutritional benefits. Can red beets help eye disease? Studies indicate that red beets are the richest source of dietary nitrates. It's these dietary nitrates which the body converts into nitric oxide. Nitric oxide can open up the blood vessels in the body, increasing blood flow and oxygen specifically to places that are lacking oxygen. Nitric oxide is a molecule that dilates blood vessels, allowing more oxygen and nutrients to fuel every cell in your body, including your eye. Neo40 is a patented breakthrough in nitric oxide delivery to boost the efficiency of the body's nitrate pathways so that more nitric oxide is available when and where it's needed. Each Neo40 lozenge is roughly equivalent to 6 red beets. For more information on Neo40, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or healingtheeye.com. You can beat eye disease now. Call 800-430-9328.
Call Dr. Condrit for a personal consultation. Dr. Condrit is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of 3 best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Condrit to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
Do you have type 2 diabetes? A new diabetes report reveals why your current method of treatment may be dangerous to you. Discover why current therapy may make your condition worse. To receive your free report entitled Why Medical Doctors Are Now Finding It Possible and Necessary to Reduce and Eliminate Medications and Insulin for Their Type 2 Diabetes Patients, call toll-free 1-800-889-6806. That's 1-800-889-6806 or stopdiabetes.us.
Get started with MCS. Want to learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health? Many alternative doctors feel that microcurrent treatment is a safe and effective way to change your body's energy to relieve pain and stimulate healing. It is now known that electrical activity occurs at the cellular level and that there is deficient electrical activity around areas of disease, such as tumors, inflammation, or areas of poor blood flow. Disease is a lack of electrons. Let microcurrent put them back into your body. We are now offering a 2-day training workshop for the public on how microcurrent can benefit you. This course will teach you the basics to begin using microcurrent for yourself and your family. This program will be held at the American Medical College of Homeopathy in Phoenix, Arizona, and the Florida Wellness Center. Please call the office at 800-430-9328 for more information. That number again, 800-430-9328. Get started on using microcurrent now. Call this number, 800-430-9328. Learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health. Call 800-430-9328.
Thank you.
body, and also how scars can probably affect your vision, either directly or indirectly. So with me is Dr. Alan Berger, and we were discussing, I guess I want to make it clear in my mind, is how you determine if a scar should be treated or if you feel that all scars should be treated.
Well, as I was saying, if we put the right frequency microcurrent or other forms of energetic treatment into the scar, we will see an instantaneous change in a patient's body in an area influenced by the scar. So I was saying, if a patient has a shoulder limitation and say a scar on the leg, and if that scar on the leg is influencing the shoulder, if I put a little current into the scar, the shoulder will be looser. And I don't know if you saw, but at the conference after my presentation, several of the doctors came up to me to ask me if maybe their scars were making themselves have health problems. And we did the same thing. We had a current machine going, and we put it on the scar, and we saw less pain, better range of motion, all sorts of interesting things.
But you know what? You have you've just given me a great idea. When I have somebody with vision problems and a notable scar, I can very simply have them look at the eye chart and write the current scar and see if there's any increase in clarity.
Absolutely.
Now, you say that if you do have the right frequency, and for the listeners who may not be that knowledgeable with microcurrent frequencies, we're delivering an electrical current at the level of a microamp. A microamp is a millionth of an amp. So it's a very, very low current, and it's not really perceptible. There's no sensation. And we deliver the current at a particular frequency or wavelength or vibration. And it seems like when we have the right frequency or vibration, it kind of resonates with that particular tissue. So, and correct me, Alan, so we want to send a frequency or vibration to resonate with the scar tissue, so it would have a physiological or have some type of change take place. Is that true?
That is true, and not only that, but that this principle also gives us the opportunity to test each patient and each frequency to make sure we're getting the optimal resonance. So if we try a frequency and we don't get that dramatic shift in the patient's body, maybe that means not that the scar isn't a problem or that microcurrent isn't the ideal therapy, but we should try different frequencies. And so I have developed a set of frequencies based on this pattern of responses that gives my patients really wonderful results.
Well, maybe I know you mentioned that a person that had a limitation of its shoulder, and then by treating a scar that was not even near the shoulder, I forget the location, he had a dramatic improvement. Maybe you could share with us some other examples to show this unusual, well, it shouldn't be an unusual relationship, because I guess if you understand acupuncture meridians and energetic pathways in the body, it makes sense, but it would probably be an unusual response in terms of the traditional Western medical doctors.
Right. For sure, and you know, a lot at the conference, I gave a lot of examples of women who've had C-section deliveries or hysterectomies, because both of those procedures often involve transverse scars across the lower abdomen, which tend to cut a lot of acupuncture meridians, and I have seen symptoms from scars like that, ranging from abdominal pain to pain running down both legs to neck pain to arm and shoulder pain, pretty much everything.
And of course now more and more women are getting C-sections, It's something to really consider if you want to, take that route to have your child delivered. And I think there's other problems with C-sections. I recently attended a medical meeting, and, the C-section destroys the normal delivery of a child. So, you're not exposed to the bacterial flora in the mother's vagina. You're not getting that inoculation of bacteria flora, which is essential to develop the immune system. So there's other problems then. Just the scar tissue. There's problems with the health of the child.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Now, the question I have is, the treatment, is this something that has to be done over and over again? Or I think I heard you that just one treatment sometimes will take care of the problem.
I have found different scars are different, so that in many of the cases, one or two treatments will fully resolve an issue, but the scar leaves, even when it's electrically normalized, there is an architectural change to a patient's body, and so scars are vulnerable to, I think I mentioned I have a patient who's a very serious athlete who does a lot of backcountry skiing and ice climbing and things like this. And he falls a lot in the course of what he does. And sometimes the fall exerts traction on the scar and it needs a follow-up treatment because it starts creating symptoms again. So scars are vulnerable to re-injury of sorts. And over time, sometimes they tend to creep tighter again. So they might need a follow-up treatment every several months, perhaps, or once a year or something. It really depends on the situation. Sometimes treating them is permanent.
So what is your advice to the listeners? Should all scars be treated, or if you have a problematic symptom or some pain that hasn't been benefited from traditional therapies, is that when you should consider this energetic treatment?
Certainly not only pain, but I've had patients with all sorts of digestive problems that related to scars in the abdominal area. So if you have, I would say to the listeners that if you have a health problem of any kind that's not responding to the care that you've experienced so far, it's a reasonable thing to explore other areas of care. And if you have a scar anywhere on your body, either a surgical scar or a large scar from injury, having someone knowledgeable in this area test it to see if there's a relationship would certainly be one of the things you could try to see if you could get resolution to your problem.
We have microcurrent training programs, and patients select different protocols. And would you advise that this is something a simple scar protocol could benefit patients, or do you think they need to be under a doctor's supervision, or they need to be tested, or the right frequency evaluated? What's your opinion on that?
Well, I've never seen microcurrent hurt anyone, so that if a patient has access to microcurrent, I think trying a simple scar protocol on an area, the worst thing that would happen would be nothing, and the best thing might be an improvement. And of course, someone who understands microcurrent and frequencies and things like that could do a more professional job.
Well, we're coming up to another break. Alan, thank you so much. And we'll be back, and we'll be talking more. But also, we want to go right into the other topic, matrix repatterning, which is really fascinating. We'll be right back after this break.
The lawyer for the driver who police say plowed her car into a crowd at a parade in Oklahoma yesterday says she's mentally ill. and was not intoxicated. 25-year-old Adesha Chambers will see a judge tomorrow. Late today, she was charged with four counts of second-degree murder. Tracy Epperson saw the crash.
People were here having fun, and literally, they don't know what hit them. I mean, it just came 40, 50 miles an hour.
A new APGFK poll shows Republican voters believe Donald Trump could win the general election if he is their party's nominee. The average price of a gallon of gasoline has dropped to $2.24. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
The high in the lower 48 sample of cities is again Los Angeles, but it's down to a low $2.87. And the low in the sample is Charleston, South Carolina, just $1.85 for regular.
Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair has told CNN that the invasion of Iraq is partly responsible for the rise of ISIS. I'm Christopher Cruz.
From the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center for tonight, Unity Party cloudy with a low of 67. We'll have a sunny Monday with a high of 88 to kick off the week. Monday night, it'll be clear with a low of 64. Tuesday should be a sunny day, our high 86. Tuesday night, we'll have party cloudy conditions with a low of 64. Wednesday should be mostly sunny, our high 84. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 85 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Are you taking vitamins for eye problems and hoping to stop progression of vision loss? Pay attention to this breaking news. According to a recent study, 13% of the population with macular degeneration actually doubled their risk of progression when taking certain vitamins. Yes, 13% did worse taking vitamins. And in fact, they double their progression of the disease. Find out if you are taking the right vitamins and if you are at risk. Learn important steps to take to make sure you are taking the right vitamins. Dr. Kondrat is offering a free report called Vitamins May Backfire. This report is absolutely free with no obligation. Call now 800-430-9328 for your free report. Vitamins May Backfire. That's 800-430-9328 to find out if your vitamins are causing you to lose vision. Call 800-430-9328 for your free report. Vitamins May Backfire. 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
The Watergate of eye care. Are you receiving injections or have been advised to receive injections for wet macular degeneration? You need to read this free report now. Learn the facts of misrepresentations of injections for wet macular degeneration. Learn how national study data was manipulated. Learn about systemic side effects such as heart attacks, stomach bleeding, and strokes. Ocular side effects such as blindness, glaucoma, and cataracts. Discover how drug companies are offering payoffs and bribes to doctors. Learn about a recent study that one out of five people who receive injections will develop ocular atrophy. Learn what you can do to save your vision with safe alternative therapies. Call now for your free report. 1-800-430-9328. Don't delay. Call now for your free report on the dangers of injections and what you can do to save your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. Call now for your free report. 1-800-430-9328.
Okay, welcome back to Health Station. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and with me is Dr. Alan Berger. Alan, are you here? I think Alan was disconnected. We'll try to connect back to him. But if you are interested in Dr. Berger's presentation, it is available. He gave an unbelievable talk at the 9th Annual Michael Kurt Conference, and all the DVDs and audio files are available. You can go to microcurrent.info. That's microcurrent.info for more information, or you can always give our office a call at 800-430-9328, 800-430-9328. Once again, I'm really excited that the healingthe.com, which is my website, healing.theeye.com, has been ranked the number one eye blog in the country. And probably it's the number one eye blog in the world. So in order to celebrate this great achievement that I'm very proud of, I want to thank all of my staff for their hard work and my web designer to help bring us to this number one ranking. We are offering a free book. You can get my best-selling book, 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Simply go to the blog and write a comment. Congratulate us, or if you have a particular question regarding your eye or a question regarding this particular radio interview with Dr. Alan Berger, jot us a line and we'll respond to you. So, Alan, are you back?
I'm here.
Good. I was a little worried. I thought I was going to have to do the show, the rest of the show without you.
Yeah, well, glad to be here.
Anyway, so you want to talk a little bit about, we got a couple of things on our plate. You want to talk about matrix repatterning, or do you want to maybe talk about the other topic that you have an interest regarding head injury and vision changes?
Well, actually, that's the same topic. Because I treat head injuries with matrix repatterning, and that is a large focus of my practice. So you mentioned before how the body has a collagen matrix that's interconnected, and one of the ways microcurrent works is to affect that matrix and the electrical signaling. So the whole body is connected and interconnected. And any injury that affects one part of the body ends up affecting the conduction along the whole matrix in all parts of the body. So what seems to happen is that an impact injury is absorbed in the molecular structure of tissue, and it causes that tissue to expand a little bit and get rigid and change its electrical properties. And while this can affect problems throughout the body, it's especially important in terms of the head, because when an impact is absorbed by the skull, it can affect the electrical activity of the brain. And so head injuries can, since the brain controls the rest of the body, can affect function throughout the body. And matrix repatterning, which is a kind of manual therapy that I and just a handful of other people in the country do, is a way of identifying where these injuries have been absorbed into the structure of the body and helping the body release them. And it's very, very effective for head injuries.
Now, when you say a head injury, are you talking about a serious concussion that somebody loses consciousness, or can it be just a simple blow? You know, you're walking and you bang your head on the kitchen cabinet, and you just have a little shock and a loss of consciousness.
Well, as you say, there are a wide range of head injuries, from the kind that involve bleeding inside the skull and need surgical decompression, to what are called concussions or mild traumatic brain injuries, to the bump on the head that you mentioned. And I have seen that my medical colleagues are very good at the kind of head injuries that require surgical decompression and are life-threatening in that regard. But for lesser head injuries, there's not a lot of treatment out there. And I have found that with people who have concussions and are unconscious, there are characteristic symptoms that often result. And in the head, these involve headaches, these involve vision changes, hearing changes, sensitivity to light and sound, balance issues, fatigue, nausea and other digestive problems and things like that. I have also found in my work that when I have patients with head injuries, they tend to have pain and dysfunction in other parts of their body that are directly caused by the head injury, because when I work on the head injury, those other things get better. And the people who have small bumps on the head sometimes have these things going on, but because most people don't have treatments for them, there's not a lot of diagnosis that goes on to check function. But I
well, it's kind of an undiagnosed condition.
Yeah.
I think all of us, have had a mild head injury as a child or even as an adult. And, you know, we get a bang on the head and we just think nothing of it. But unfortunately, it can lead to subtle consequences that may be missed by a lot of doctors. Now, it's interesting that next weekend I'm heading to Santa Fe. This is an organization you should definitely get involved with. It's the College of Syntonic Optometry.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a group of eye doctors who use light therapy and microcurrent, different energetic treatments. And one of the things that they do a very good job of treating is traumatic brain injury. You know, using light and subtle energy. But I'd like to hear a little bit more about this matrix recovery. Is this something that you're using microcurrent, or is this manipulation
hands-on
type of procedure?
This is a hands-on procedure that uses the hand as an electromagnetic field source for diagnostic purposes. So if, just like I was talking before, if we put a microcurrent source on a scar, we can see changes in a patient's body instantaneously. Actually, if you put your hand on the right place in a patient's body where there's been an electromagnetic disturbance, there are some subtle changes that can be observed for diagnostic purposes.
So it's a matter, Alan, of training. So you're moving your hand and you're feeling the subtle energy patterns.
I'm not feeling the subtle energy patterns, but when I add energy from my hand to a place on a body that's been injured, the whole body loosens a little bit, and I can feel that through a testing procedure we use. And once I feel that loosening and I know where the injury has been absorbed, I hold that part with my hands using a gentle pressure, and bringing the tissue closer together engenders what's called piezoelectricity. It engenders a little electromagnetic flow from the pressure on the body's matrix, and that seems to enable the body to discharge the energy it stored at injury. And we see changes where I'm putting the pressure on, and also remotely in any area affected by that injury.
So it's a matter of identifying the exact location of the injury, or maybe not the actual physical injury, but where the electromagnetic or electrical energy is in an imbalance.
Has been absorbed, yeah.
Has been absorbed, and then... have you tried using microcurrent as like an adjunctive treatment or a treatment along with using your hand?
Oh, I use microcurrent, I use laser, I use acupuncture, and I use pulse electromagnetic fields all as auxiliary treatments. But I'll tell you, I have found that if injury has been absorbed in the tissue, then the actual matrix repatterning manual therapy is necessary for full resolution.
So typically, what type of patients do you see benefit most from this particular treatment?
Well, as I said, I treat a lot of head injury patients. As a matter of fact, I treat them with the help of one of those members of the College of Syntonic Optometry who's going to be at that conference in Santa Fe. And she monitors the patients based on eye function, because we see often improvements in things like extensive visual fields, you know, expansion of those constricted fields very commonly. She uses, I think, what's called a von Gilder star test, and we see nice changes in those things as well. So we do this on a lot of head injury patients. I do it with all patients with any kind of mechanical problem, musculoskeletal pain or dysfunction. And I use it with a lot of patients, for instance, who have reflux. And sometimes reflux disease comes from mechanical pressure affecting the diaphragm. And by removing the imprint of an injury to the torso, we can have improved digestive function. We have actually seen results in patients with sleep apnea in whom the airway was constricted due to a head injury. And when I had one patient who couldn't sleep in the same room with his wife for 25 years, who is now able to, they're able to sleep in the same room since his snoring has gone down so much from this work.
Well, you know, we're coming up to another break. And for those of you that are interested in Dr. Berger's work, his website is confluencewellness.com, C-O-N-F-L-U-E-N-C-E, wellness.com. And his office number is 303-394-4204. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more about matrix repatterning and how it relates to the visual system. So we'll be right back after this break.
Lately, more and more scientists are discovering that beets are a superfood that offers powerful health and nutritional benefits. Can red beets help eye disease? Studies indicate that red beets are the richest source of dietary nitrates. It's these dietary nitrates which the body converts into nitric oxide. Nitric oxide can open up the blood vessels in the body, increasing blood flow and oxygen specifically to places that are lacking oxygen. Nitric oxide is a molecule that dilates blood vessels, allowing more oxygen and nutrients to fuel every cell in your body, including your eye. Neo40 is a patented breakthrough in nitric oxide delivery to boost the efficiency of the body's nitrate pathways so that more nitric oxide is available when and where it's needed. Each Neo40 lozenge is roughly equivalent to 6 red beets. For more information on Neo40, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or healingtheeye.com. You can beat eye disease now. Call 800-430-9328.
Call Dr. Condrit for a personal consultation. Dr. Condrit is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of 3 best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Condrit to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
Do you have type 2 diabetes? A new diabetes report reveals why your current method of treatment may be dangerous to you. Discover why current therapy may make your condition worse. To receive your free report entitled Why Medical Doctors Are Now Finding It Possible and Necessary to Reduce and Eliminate Medications and Insulin for Their Type 2 Diabetes Patients, call toll-free 1-800-889-6806. That's 1-800-889-6806 or stopdiabetes.us.
Get started with MCS. Want to learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health? Many alternative doctors feel that microcurrent treatment is a safe and effective way to change your body's energy to relieve pain and stimulate healing. It is now known that electrical activity occurs at the cellular level and that there is deficient electrical activity around areas of disease, such as tumors, inflammation, or areas of poor blood flow. Disease is a lack of electrons. Let microcurrent put them back into your body. We are now offering a 2-day training workshop for the public on how microcurrent can benefit you. This course will teach you the basics to begin using microcurrent for yourself and your family. This program will be held at the American Medical College of Homeopathy in Phoenix, Arizona, and the Florida Wellness Center. Please call the office at 800-430-9328 for more information. That number again, 800-430-9328. Get started on using microcurrent now. Call this number, 800-430-9328. Learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health. Call 800-430-9328.
Welcome back to Health Vision. With me is Dr. Alice Berger, and we are discussing treating scars with microcurrent, and we're also discussing the matrix repatterning technique, which is, sounds very, very interesting and phenomenal. And Dr. Berger, I want you to promise me that you're going to be attending next year's microcurrent event. It was really amazing to have you at the conference. There was so many great comments about your presentation. Everybody enjoyed meeting you, but you're going to have to be flying across the country because next year it's going to be in Florida, St. Pete's Beach. So we'll get you a taste of the water and the beautiful Gulf water there. So
what a drag, you mean? You mean I'm going to have to go all the way to Florida, huh? What a, how sad.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how the matrix repatterning can benefit folks with eye problems, or what have you observed in your practice with vision disorders?
So, first of all, there appear to be two kinds of brain injury, of head injury. One kind in which there's actual damage to the neural structures, the nerve cells in the brain. They can be torn, they can be stretched, they can be bruised, they can be blocked of their of supply of oxygen and nutrients. But there turns out to be another kind of head injury in which the crystalline structure of the bone of the skull absorbs an impact, and that changes the electrical field coming from that bone, and that interacts adversely with the electrical field in the brain and creates brain changes. And since the eye is a direct extension of the brain, we can see changes in eye function instantly from this. So I have very often seen patients after a head injury who have trouble with coordinating the function of their two eyes together very effectively. So as they try to see things closer and closer, say one eye will be able to zoom in and the other one won't. And that creates confused signaling in the brain. We have seen cases in which one pupil changes compared to the other pupil. We have seen situations in which the muscles that move the eyeball around are impaired in their function due to these kinds of injuries, so the patient can't focus the eyes appropriately. We've seen patients who can't adequately constrict their pupils, and so they're overly sensitive to light and have a problem with this. And all of these situations I've seen caused by impact to the skull, and I've seen change over the course of a visit when we do the matrix repatterning procedure.
Yeah, so this is something that I think is really important for those of you that have eye problems that are listening. There is hope. There's all these different subtle energy techniques, and I'm really fascinated, Alan, with this matrix technique, and I'll certainly be looking into it in all the patients that I evaluate and trying to find solutions. And I really find it interesting, you know, when we first started the show, it seems like practitioners were always getting patients that go beyond our level of understanding. You know, when we first graduate from school, we think we have all the answers, and then we get more and more difficult patients. So I don't know if these difficult patients are attracted to us or looking at disease in a different level of perception. So you mentioned, is there a website for this matrix technique that listeners can go to?
They can get there from my website, confluencewellness.com, and I have a link, and I believe they can go to matrixrepatterning.com if they want to go directly. Now, unfortunately, I think there are only six of us in the country now. There are more in Canada, which is where the technique was developed. But I have people who fly in from around the country who have serious problems of various sorts. And in a few days, we can often change their lives fairly significantly.
So there is hope, folks, if you're listening out there and you have an unusual visual problem or neurological problem, don't despair. And you know, when the traditional Western eye doctor tells you nothing can be done, there are things that can be done. And I think microcurrent is just a wonderful modality. And I think, Alan, you'll agree with me, there's so many things that we can do with microcurrent, you know, treating an individual, whether it's musculoskeletal, treating scars, or, you know, balancing the energetic system. So before we come to a close, you mentioned that you're using several modalities. You're using light, you're using the pulse electromagnetic field, microcurrent, and, of course, you know, using your hands is kind of a healing device. So maybe if you could just give us some of your experience and you know, comparing the different methods and when you indicate, you know, these different your preferences and when they're indicated.
Well, as I said, if there's been a physical injury, I believe the matrix repatterning is the best approach. However, if there's inflammation, which, as you know, goes along with a lot of conditions, adding energy, either with microcurrent or laser or pulsed electromagnetic field or acupuncture, is wonderful to help speed recovery, to help reduce inflammation, to help promote normal tissue function. And I test patients with these different energetic modalities to see which one they respond better to, because sometimes the indications overlap a little bit. I love the microcurrent because I can change frequencies, and so that gives me much more than the basic energy source, but it gives me a chance to get resonance in the tissues, and I have seen fabulous things in all sorts of conditions. For instance, shingles can be a really unpleasant, painful condition, a painful, itchy rash, and I don't know of anything better for shingles than microcurrent. And it's my go-to modality for that problem. I also use a lot of supportive nutrition, as I know you do, for my patients, for eye problems as well as all sorts of things. And I feel like when you give the tissue the nutrients and the energetic situations it needs to respond, it responds.
Yeah, we can't overlook the importance of nutrition. You know, food is our best medicine, and we really are what we eat, so we do need that basis. Now, you mentioned that you do some testing, and maybe you could just talk briefly. I know that you use a lot of kinesiology or muscle testing.
I use muscle testing. I use the matrix testing that I mentioned before. I use lab testing. I do as much as I can to see what will make that patient work better. And those are the elements we use.
Well, unfortunately, we're coming to a close on Healthy Vision. And Dr. Berger, thanks so much for being on the show and sharing with us so much great information.
Thanks for having me.
And this is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, wishing all of you good health and clear vision. And I'll be back next Sunday at 5 p.m.
Are you taking vitamins for eye problems and hoping to stop progression of vision loss? Pay attention to this breaking news. According to a recent study, 13% of the population with macular degeneration actually doubled their risk of progression when taking certain vitamins. Yes, 13% did worse taking vitamins. And in fact, they double their progression of the disease. Find out if you are taking the right vitamins and if you are at risk. Learn important steps to take to make sure you are taking the right vitamins. Dr. Kondrat is offering a free report called Vitamins May Backfire. This report is absolutely free with no obligation. Call now 800-430-9328 for your free report. Vitamins May Backfire. That's 800-430-9328. To find out if your vitamins are causing you to lose vision, call 800-430-9328 for your free report. Vitamins May Backfire. 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations. KFNX News Time.